The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Wednesday, August 11th. Brinson just reads what's on the prompter. And we are going to talk about playoff teams from 2020 that could fall out of the playoffs in 2021. In the feed, we went around the NFL and talked about all the news from the past week. Ryan Wilson and I did. We'll have more shows. Of course, training camp rolls on. We also have a mailbag from Monday, so check those out. And while we're here, we'd like to welcome another Fantasy Football Today podcast to the CBS Sports Podcast family. Oh, yeah. Fantasy Football Today DFS. Get ready to dominate daily fantasy this year with optimized lineups, stacks, perceived roster rate. Can't say ownership anymore. Gotta say roster rate, leverage plays, and more. Join Frank Stanfield, Mike McClure, and Sia Najad 2 times weekly in the FFT DFS feed. First episode dropped, or maybe drops. Oh, it's Tuesday. So it already dropped. So it dropped on Tuesday. You can download and follow the Fantasy Football Today DFS podcast on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to FFT. I thought I chatted you. I chatted Sully and Debo instead.
Oh, what'd you say?
I was like, you got to edit the podcast read. And Sully's like, what? Anywho. Oh, Ryan Wilson. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I was a little confused by your old person moment.
Yeah, I'm happy to
you. Welcome back to Earth.
Yeah, it's been a long couple of days. No, I accidentally chatted. I meant to chat you and Debo about something, and I chatted Sully. And Sully's like, why are you telling me this?
Yeah, I could see him being the way. He's young. He's in his 20s. He has no idea. He's like old.
Okay, so let's get into the team, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay, 2 teams each. I'll let you pick first.
All right.
We're going to pick 2 teams each that made the playoffs. Or do you have any honorable mention teams, by the way?
We'll wrap up at the end because I don't want to step on any of your selections. But just quick refresher of the teams that were in the playoffs last year. The Bills, the Colts, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Bucks, football team.
Here are the seeds from the AFC. 1, Kansas City. 2, Buffalo. 3, Pittsburgh, which is hilarious in hindsight. 4, Tennessee. 5, Baltimore. 6, Cleveland. 7, Indianapolis. And over on the NFC side of things, 1, Green Bay. 2, New Orleans. 3, Seattle. 4, Washington football team. 5, Tampa Bay. Again, kind of hilarious in hindsight. And 6, the Los Angeles Rams. So we're just going to pick 2 that won't make it.
Good Lord. That typical Brinson. You actually left out the Chicago Bears 7th seed.
Oh, I forgot to see the Bears.
That's right. Awesome. But anyway, so yeah, what we're going to do is pick 2 teams each that we think will go from playoffs in 2020 to no playoffs in 2021, 2022 season, I guess.
Yes.
All right, my first selection, I'll go ahead and remove the mystery. I'm going with the Steelers. Huge question marks, and it starts with the offensive line and then Big Ben. The offensive line is completely revamped. A bunch of new, young, fresh faces, which is great in terms of turnover because the unit last year was not good. Marquise Pouncey retired. David DeCastro was cut. Alejandro Villanueva was not re-signed. He ended up in Baltimore. So they had to go out and fill a bunch of holes. Matt Filer ended up signing with the Chargers, which is good news for him, and Justin Herbert, bad news for the Steelers. So they got to figure that out. They have a new offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, who I think will bring a little more structure to an offense that ran the ball 1% of the time last year. But that's the big issue for me. And if the running game isn't working because of the offensive line, it sort of makes Najee Harris as a draft pick, that makes that moot. And then if Roethlisberger starts to throw the ball every, you know, half second after the snap, it looks a lot like the end of last year, which is, you know, teams are sitting on routes and making things difficult. So that's my concern. Also, the concern is that the Ravens and the Browns are going to be better than they were. Breach isn't here, but no one's worried about the Bengals, let's be honest. So I'm going to go with the Steelers, even though the playoffs have been expanded, even though there's one more additional game this season. I think they may find it difficult to make their way back. And, hey, as long as we're doing it, let's see. So the Bills in the AFC East, that's one team. Ravens, Browns, that's three teams. Titans, that's four teams. Chiefs and Chargers, that's six teams. So there's going to be one more team.
I wouldn't pencil the Chargers in, but if you think they're going to go, that's fine.
I do, yeah. I think they're going to. I'll give Brandon Staley a bit of the doubt.
Right, so you had two from the AFC North and two from the AFC West, right?
And I still have one more team to pick. So it could be the Colts, could be the Dolphins, could be the Patriots. I think one of those three teams will get in before the Steelers.
I tend to agree with that. The Steelers, by the way, 5-1 to win the division. That is pretty crazy. They're 44-1 to win the Super Bowl and 22-1 or something to win the AFC. Those are crazy numbers for a popular team.
Would you bet 5-1 on the division? I wouldn't.
Nah. I'd rather have the Ravens at plus money.
Yeah.
The Steelers start. Oh, they got to play three more preseason games. That's lame. Their schedule is not ideal.
Yeah, but the only thing is that's the same division, the same schedule as the rest of the division for the most part. So that doesn't concern me.
No, I just mean they open up at Buffalo. Then they have the Raiders and Bengals. That's probably 2-1 at Green Bay. It's probably 2-2. 2-2. I mean, not 2-2 best case, because they could certainly, you know,
again, Aaron Rodgers hopefully retires, so that's one less thing to worry about.
And then the Broncos and Seahawks at home before a Week 7 bye. So they don't play any of, oh God. I mean, the stretch run is brutal. So they get the Bengals, you know, they have week 13. The Bengals at Cincy in week 12. I mean, I don't want to suggest that's a free win, mainly because.
Listen to yesterday's podcast about the
your tattoo situation. Yeah, right. But then week 13 in, Ravens at home, at the Vikings, Tennessee at home, at the Chiefs, Browns at home, at Ravens. That is rough, man.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And again, it's all going to come down to the offensive line. If Roethlisberger's running for his life, you may win your bet where you had Dwayne Haskins starting more football games than Carson Wentz.
That's right. They probably need to be 4-2 going into that bye to feel like they can make the playoffs.
And the Steelers team has historically started slow under Mike Tomlin, last year being the exception.
Yeah, that is a good
point. So that's one of my teams.
Well, and by the way, I should point out, too, the all these teams have playoff props, so let's see what the Steelers
are. Oh, yeah.
The Steelers, what would you guess that the Steelers, will they make the playoffs, yes or no, odds are?
Well, 5-1 to win the division, 44-1 to win the Super Bowl, 20-something-1 to win the conference. The odds they make the playoffs, is that what you said?
No, so it's either – it's will they make the playoffs, yes is a number, and then no is a number, depending on – For instance, the Jets are, will they make the playoffs? No, -600. Right. Yes, +425.
Right. So yes, -150. Which direction?
+150.
Sweet mercy in the daytime. I guess
you get 1.5-1 that the Steelers will make the playoffs. It's actually not a terrible bet. I mean,
no, but again, that's the first team that came to mind when I said, okay, which team is it going to make the playoffs? Made the playoffs last year.
What do you think the no is? Will the Steelers make the playoffs? No. Will this
+200?
No. Remember, if it's plus money on one side, it's going to be opposite. It's going to be minus.
-200.
-185.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I mean, that is significant.
Yeah.
We talked about the Buccaneers odds of, you know, the Buccaneers were -200 last week to win the division. It's -250 now. But, you know, I don't know that the odds of what's more likely, the Buccaneers win the division or the Steelers make the playoffs?
Buccaneers.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Way more. We just had this conversation on the last podcast.
Oh, no. I think they win the division, too. I'm just saying that
they win the division with Blaine Gabbert starting 17 games.
I'm just saying that it is shocking to see that number next to the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is a significant lack of faith in Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin this year.
No. It's not Mike Tomlin at all. And probably Ben Roethlisberger. It's mostly the offensive line. I think that's where the conversation starts.
And they drafted running back in the first round.
Yeah, I don't, I'm okay with that. They need to run the ball. I mean, that would save Roethlisberger. He's 39 or 38, whatever he is. Great news, though. He's lost a lot of weight. He feels better, which is the same conversation you have every late July with Ben Roethlisberger.
By the way, the Browns, who neither of us is picking to miss the playoffs, spoiler.
I think I'm picking them to win the division by the time it's all said.
They are minus 285, yes, to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, you were questioning that before the podcast, or maybe during the podcast. That's crazy. There's no way they're not making the playoffs.
You would think so.
Actually, who's their backup quarterback? Do you know that answer? I don't know off the top of my head. Let me look real quick. That's one way, I suppose. It's Case Keenum. They can still make the playoffs.
Yeah. Case Keenum, yeah.
They're fine.
Kevin Stefanski. Okay, my turn.
Actually, that's not how Debo had it on the rundown, but you can do it that way if you want.
Oh, well, we'll just do one each. I'm going to stay in the AFC. Yeah, that's how that theme works.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to, this is pretty just becoming my brand at this point. I am going to say that the Indianapolis Colts missed the playoffs. Pretty obvious logic here.
Now, wait, would you have said that before the Carson Wentz injury news?
Yeah, but now I'm way more confident about it.
Leaning into it, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think Carson Wentz. I'm definitely worried as someone who's fading the Colts and fading Carson Wentz. And
who hates you more, Colts fans or Bears fans?
Bears fans.
Oh, okay.
I don't really get a whole bunch of pushback from Colts fans. I don't think they're that thrilled about Carson Wentz. I think they're cautiously optimistic about Wentz. At any rate, it's, you know, Quentin Nelson is and Carson Wentz are probably the two most important people of that offense. And they both suffer the same foot injury. We'll know in a week or so how many games they're going to miss, if any. But I would be surprised if they aren't out a couple of weeks in the regular season. And as Breach has pointed out, I don't think you mentioned this, but you'll like this theory. What happens if Quentin Nelson, they both have surgery, right? They both do the 2 weeks of rehab and rest. Or they both do 2 weeks of rest. And Frank Reich said they'll know within a few days after those 2 weeks when they start doing rehab how the foot is responding, and it's different for each individual. What if Quentin Nelson responds well and is able to come back right away and Carson Wentz doesn't?
Worst case scenario for Carson.
We know what Carson will do at that point, right? He'll rush back.
Well, that's good, at least. At least he's not going to baby it. I don't know what
maybe,
they're in.
Maybe he turns into a – I don't know. Maybe he does both.
But it's unfair on one level because Quentin Nelson, you feel like could chew his foot off and still play.
Yeah.
And no other human could go through what Quentin Nelson conceivably could go through just because of who he is. Yeah, it's a bad run for Carson Wentz. That's the truth. I don't even know if he had enough practice in for people to be like, oh, he looks great, or if it was just – pretty early on in the process. But yeah, it stinks for him. It stinks for Debo and Breach, who were driving the Carson Wentz bandwagon. Hopefully they had parachutes on as the bandwagon went over the cliff, and hopefully they got out safely. But bad start to that fan.
Yeah, you know, the argument for the Colts making the playoffs is they are a well-coached team, which I think they are, on both sides of the ball.
Terrible division.
Terrible division is the main argument for it.
And as I pointed out in the last podcast, they have their quarterback on defense signed to a $100 million deal.
That's right. They did sign. They have a good defense. I mean, DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard, some players coming on in the secondary. There's a lot to like here. But Eric Fisher is probably not going to be ready to play week one.
Yeah, he had the Achilles, I believe, at the end of last season. Is that right?
Yeah. Quentin Nelson's not going to be there week one, more than likely.
And what? So what was the strength? A real strength, the offensive line is suddenly now a huge liability.
Correct. So it's sort of similar to the Steelers in that aspect. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to harp on reasons why the Colts won't make it, but if, you know, if they have Carson Wentz from last year or Jacob Eason is not a top 15 quarterback, I don't think this team is making the playoffs.
So you have three choices. I think I know what your choice is going to be. So I'll be interested in your second choice. Roll Jacob Eason, last year's fourth round pick, who didn't play at all last year. I don't think he did. Trade for Nick Foles, which has been bandied about.
Yeah,
or
you trade for Nick Foles, it rips Carson Wentz. Is Carson Wentz like, really, this guy again?
Or you bring back Phillip Rivers until Carson Wentz is ready, and you tell Carson, listen.
Rivers won't come back till his high school season's done.
Oh, that's why he said he's not coming back till after November or whatever.
All right. Basically Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you trade for Foles, trade for Minshew. And I don't, you know, I've asked Prisco about this. He doesn't think that Urban would trade for him.
Inside the division.
In the division.
Although, as Breach noted, that could be the only situation where you get a third-round pick for Gardner Minshew, which is crazy talk when Breach brought it up last year.
Yeah,
I think you roll Jacob Eason. Easy for me to say because I have nothing invested in this. What are you giggling about?
I was looking to see what Pete had said about something related to football, and that thread with Prisco is going off the rails in a way that I cannot discuss with that live recording button
without losing your job.
Correct. Or getting two other people on that thread fired. Anywho, Colts, I think, are an obvious choice. If you polled 100 people, what, you know, give me an AFC team. Let's say this is Family Feud, right?
Yeah. It'd be fun. Survey 100 people, what'd they say?
I think Colts would be the number one answer.
Over the Steelers?
I think Steelers would be two. I mean, just because of the Carson Wentz thing.
I think the Colts, I said the Colts, Dolphins,
Patriots.
Patriots, right. Those, I think those three teams are ahead of the Steelers.
And I mean, there's going to be some.
Do you have the playoff odds on those teams in front of you or no?
What's that?
Do you have those playoff odds in front of you or you can't, you know, back to
school? I can tell you. Any team.
So, do the Dolphins, Patriots
and Colts are -150 to miss the playoffs.
What were the Steelers again?
Steelers are -185.
Okay, so Steelers are.
The Dolphins are -150 to miss the playoffs. The Colts are -200 to miss the playoffs.
Okay, so I just missed on the Colts, but the Steelers are third. The Colts.
Yes, I'm trying to think who are they putting in from the AFC that we're missing. The Titans are -175 to make the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, of course they're going to win the.
There might be some. The Chargers are -150 to miss the playoffs. What are they missing here? Somebody's missing. Trying to find the team that from the AFC that's the Broncos are -160 to miss the playoffs.
Wait, the Broncos are ahead of the Steelers?
Yeah. Broncos are ahead of the Steelers.
What? Yeah. Wait a second.
The Bengals are -600 to miss the playoffs.
That sounds too low.
The Bills the Ravens. So we have the Ravens. I'm just going to list the teams. Let's see if we get six or seven because it might just be six. We have the Ravens, the Bills, the Browns, the Chiefs. I don't think they're going to get to six.
Chargers?
No, Chargers are dogs. This is wild. They don't have.
But they don't have to get the six. They just try to make people pay money.
Five. They got five teams favored to make the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. That's fine though. I mean, you don't have to have six or seven. You just want people to bet.
There's some good value there though. Yeah. Because there's two spots, two playoff teams, two teams that are going to make the playoffs are plus money right now.
I don't understand how Denver's ahead of Pittsburgh. I guess because there's a chance they can come in second in the division, whereas the Steelers are going to be third in that division.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe so. That's where that's at. It's just sort of weird odds, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right.
I'm perplexed. All right. Take a break and we'll come back.
Next team.
Got to take a break first.
Oh, you're right. Let's take a break. When we come back, Wilson's NFC team that will miss the playoffs.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
All right, so you've got one NFC pick. I've got one NFC pick. Why don't you fire away?
Yeah, I actually asked you before the break, you hate you more, Colts or Bears fans. I'm actually going to take the Bears, so you can't take them. You have to come up with something else. And it's not because of Justin Fields. Actually, I love Justin Fields, and I think he has a chance to be good. But in yesterday's podcast, we talked about Josh Allen's deal and how important fit is. I don't know if Chicago's a great fit for Justin Fields. Matt Nagy's on the hot seat. Ryan Pace on the hot seat. They've done an okay job early on, but they've also done a not so great job more recently in terms of some personnel decisions, mostly quarterback related, and then sort of fielding a team that was able to score points, which that was sort of Matt Nagy's thing, and it hasn't really worked out. So Andy Dalton, I would presume, unless something's changed, will be the starter. And look, that could change after week one. That could change at halftime of week one, sort of like Tom Savage, Deshaun Watson back in the day. During Deshaun's rookie season, when Bill O'Brien's like 30 minutes into the season, like, you know what? Tom Savage isn't the answer.
Maybe I will use that first round pick who right. Nick Saban's defense.
But I think they backdoored their way into the playoffs last year. Trubisky played like he has for most of his career, maybe a little better. Fair enough. But he's now back up in Buffalo. So they have a new quarterback situation. Is the defense going to be as good? I don't know. Maybe they'll be okay. They drafted Tevin Jenkins in the first round, which is important. Second round, to protect the quarterback. But again, the quarterback's going to be Andy Dalton to start. Allen Robinson's back for one more year, and that's probably it. They have Darnell Mooney. He's coming back after a good start to his career. But do they have a lot of weapons? Still Jimmy Graham. And then what? They have Cole Kmet, last year's second-round pick. And I have questions sort of Andy Dalton. I also have questions because, as you just read before the break, the Broncos are more likely to make the playoffs, according to Caesars, than the Steelers are. And part of that, in my opinion, is because the Ravens and the Browns are ahead of Pittsburgh in the AFC North. In the NFC North, the Packers and the Vikings, I would presume, are ahead of Chicago to make the playoffs, which makes things even longer odds for them. I haven't looked at the Caesars odds, but I would imagine it's not in Chicago's favor.
Chicago is minus 250 to miss.
So they're worse than the Steelers. That's
way worse. Minus 250 is big for the Bears.
So
the 2-1 to make the playoffs.
Right, exactly. So I just don't feel good about them. And I don't know the math that has to happen for them to sneak in. And there were many points during last season that Bears fans were like, okay, I don't know if this team is that good. And again, they found their way into the postseason. And, they did exactly what they thought they were going to. They lost to in pretty convincing fashion. That was the Nickelodeon game, right?
That's right, when Mitchell Trubisky won MVP.
So they started 3-0.
MVP, Nick Valuable.
That's right. Nickelodeon, I think that's what it was. They started 3-0, were 5-1, and then right before their bye week, they were 5-5. Then they were 5-7, lost two more games after the bye, and then they won 3 of 4 to backdoor the way into the playoffs. So, look, let's be real. This team is not good. Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy probably won't be around next year, and this is all about building around Justin Fields, because I can't imagine Andy Dalton's going to be there after this year either.
By the way, I forgot about this, but it's just great. The folks over at Pro Football Reference updated Mitchell Trubisky's player page to include he is the 2021 MVP.
Nice. Not wrong.
I mean, that's just, and it's also his nickname is Mr. Biscuit.
Man, he went 6-3 last year. If you're going by QB wins.
Yeah, he did.
Nice.
And yeah, his stats aren't that bad, honestly.
67 completion percentage, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Dang. All right. That looks good on paper.
Okay.
Do you at all disagree with the Bears?
No. I think it's a great pick. And, they get the Lions, so that's... Yeah. I mean, they get the Lions twice. I mean, that's a concern if you're betting on the Bears to miss the playoffs. They have been to the playoffs 2 out of Matt Nagy's 3 years, which is concerning. They managed to find their way in there. They had no business making it last year. It was just the ultimate luck box. There are some opportunities for wins early. They are at the Rams in week 1. That's probably a loss. Man, the Rams logo looks
what
like.
I mean, probably. How are they beating the Rams in week 1?
I mean, they're going to be 7 to 10 point dogs. They're probably going to lose. Yeah. Bengals at home in week 2 should be a win.
40 points, yeah. They're going to crush the Bengals.
It'd be hilarious. Andy Dalton playing the Bengals.
Light them up.
The Browns in week 3 and Lions at home in week 4 at Raiders in week 5. So where are they after those 5 weeks?
They got one win.
Okay. You think so?
The Lions.
Bengals and Lions.
Oh, Bengals and Lions. Sorry, they got 2 wins.
So they're 2-3, and then it gets a little dicey. Packers at home, at Buccaneers, 49ers at home, at Steelers, bye. Ravens at home out of the bye, then at Lions, Cardinals, at Packers, Vikings, at Seahawks, Giants at home, at Vikings. That is rough after week 5. And it's probably going to be at that point when they're 2-3 at week 5. I don't know when you start Justin Fields, but it's coming.
Week 2.
It might be after the week. I can see them holding on till the week. We'll see. I mean, you can't start him. You can't be 2-3 and say, all right, well, let's start the rookie against the Packers, Bucks, 49ers, and Steelers. That's a terrible idea. I guess they're terrible.
We do this every offseason. We try to figure out when the rookie's going to start, and it always usually happens before we expect.
That is absolutely true. So, yes, very tread lightly with the Bears if you think they're going to be good. Also, the Vikings should be much improved in that division, I believe. The return of Aaron Rodgers.
I don't want to bring this up because people get angry at you, but are you at all concerned that
I'm out on my cold take. I would like to formally renounce the previous ice cold take that I gave on the Vikings and Packers. And I am doing it. I do not want people getting mad at me for talking about the vaccine, but if Kirk Cousins is going to remain unvaccinated and create tension between he and his coach over it and potentially miss multiple games because of the NFL's rules, I'm out. Not a stance on Kirk Cousins' stance. It's a stance on the fact that I see how this might play out.
He might be unavailable is what you're saying.
Right. I mean, they need Cousins to be there.
And this comes shortly after Kellen Mond missed time for being on the list, I believe, the COVID list.
Kellen Mond tested positive for COVID.
Right.
And that's then Kirk Cousins was a close contact, so he had to miss 10 days.
No, I understand that, but the backup also might not be in the picture, is my point.
Yeah, my point is just that if Kirk Cousins has a close contact, he has to miss multiple games, and that should be a concern for anybody who's thinking about betting on the Vikings.
Okay, you actually asked the question for me, so I saved myself the displeasure of having to get yelled at.
I'm out on that, but I do think the Vikings will be good this year. They're not the team that I'm picking to miss the playoffs. Instead, I'm going to go to the NFC South, where I will dangerously bet against Sean Payton and select the number 2 seed from last year, the New Orleans Saints, with their quarterback situation. Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. Prisco seems to think it's going to be Winston after he spent time down there, but I don't know how you trot Jameis Winston out with Adam Troutman. And
I don't know why. Why? What's who cares?
I would think you bring out Taysom Hill and let him run the ball a bunch. The Saints are, by the way, minus 155 to miss the playoffs. So Vegas has actually turned on the Saints and expects them to miss. We think Michael Thomas will miss time in the regular season, right?
Yeah, I think so, because he waited so late to get the surgery, whether it's his fault or someone else's fault.
Now, their offensive line is fantastic. Fantastic. Like, it's maybe the best in football. Alvin Kamara is a delight to watch. I think Latavius Murray is sort of underrated at this point. He's carved out a really nice career.
And did you hear Jameis describing the running back duo?
No.
It was hilarious. He corrected himself. He said they're the two best condom backs, and he meant to say tandem backs. He corrected himself. And he said tandem. But it was hilarious. He was talking about Latavius Murray. And, of course,
I got to find this one.
Yeah, I'll find it for you while I talk. But that was funny. Jameis was great.
The best backfield condoms.
Yeah, the best. Well done, Jameis.
That is fantastic. Hold on. We have to have this on the show. Let's see if we can get this. Let's see if I can find it. What did you think about Jameis's overall press conference?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I just heard the condom reference. They were hilarious.
One of the best back condoms, tandems in the league, right? With Latavius and Alvin.
He looked over. Excuse my language, right? He said, excuse my language.
No, he was great about it. It was funny.
That was great.
I think they were laughing, like the media folks were laughing. He got a good chuckle at it. But hey, that alone, for me, he wins the starting job because of the. He has the best running back condoms.
He's like, condoms. And then there's a PR person on the side. He was like, or maybe a reporter. And he's like,
But to be fair, he was trying. He was going to say combo. And I think he couldn't think of the word.
He's trying to say combo combined combo and tandem. Right. I will say that I don't want to. This Jameis has changed. It reminds me a little of Alex Smith. And how Jim Harbaugh sort of coached him up to be a little more engaged, a little more like a little different in how he spoke with the media and how he just generally went about his day. Like Jameis has a different vibe about him.
There's a lot less pressure on Jameis. He is not the number one overall pick on a crappy organization trying to fix things by himself.
He also sounds different. He sounds like somebody who has been working on the way that he speaks to the media.
So good for him. I got a good laugh out of that. Sounds like he did too. But again, that doesn't necessarily change your perspective on them missing the playoffs.
Yeah. And there are reasons to think this is a bad pick for the record. I mean, if Jameis is good and Michael Thomas comes back early enough, this team is probably going to be really good. They have a good defense. They brought back Marcus Williams, Marshawn Lattimore, Malcolm Jenkins in play there, a little bit older, but you know, decent player. DeMario Davis, underrated linebacker. They're expecting and hoping for Marcus Davenport to finally take a leap after giving up an extra first round pick for him. They added Peyton Turner in the first round. Cameron Jordan is a stud. There's a lot to like here, and Dennis Allen and Pete Carmichael are good coaches. I just think the quarterback situation and how good Tampa is leads me to pick the Saints. Although,
so here's the thing quickly. The last 4 years, they've won double-digit games, never fewer than 11. The 3 years prior to that, 2014 through 2016, they went 7-9 each of those 3 years.
Correct.
So
they went 7-9 for three straight years until they had that magical 2017 draft class that produced Ryan Ramczyk, Alvin Kamara, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Williams.
Hendrickson was in that draft class, I believe.
Hendrickson, maybe so, yeah. I mean, it's a loaded draft class.
Yeah.
If we were doing Family Feud style for the NFC, it'd be like 98, 95 would be the Bears.
95. Oh, right. Yeah.
Like 100 people. Oh, you know what? I take that back. I think it would be 80. I think there'd be a lot of people who'd pick Washington.
No way.
Only because expecting Dallas to win the division.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
We're high on Washington. Washington's minus 165 to miss the playoffs.
What about Dallas?
The Cowboys are favored to make the playoffs. Minus 135 to make the playoffs.
That's Dallas Cowboy fans' money.
For sure. That is playing into the public money perception.
Right.
I think Washington at plus 135 to make the playoffs is a very good bet.
I like it a lot.
They are plus 230 to win the division. Just take him to make the playoffs.
Here's the thing. I think I know the answer. Would you rather have Dak or would you rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Dak.
Of course. Would you rather have Washington defense or Dallas defense? You rather have Ron Rivera or Mike McCarthy?
I mean, they are probably the same person.
And I think the differences between the last two are much wider than the differences between the quarterbacks.
Maybe. Ron Rivera could be the defensive Mike McCarthy.
No, he was Riverboat. Like, Mike McCarthy is the most conservative play caller outside of Jason Garrett. That's what I'm saying. I like him. That's my point. And I think that the players buy into Ron Rivera, and I think he's willing to take chances, whereas Mike McCarthy is as by the book as they come.
Yeah.
Just ask Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. So any other thoughts on...
Let's do this quickly. So you mentioned the teams that didn't make the playoffs. Name...
I would guess this is going to be a later podcast.
A what?
You're talking about teams who missed the playoffs who might make next year?
No. I wanted to say out of the Steelers were a 3 seed last year, which you scoffed at. But let's say out of the top 4 teams in the AFC, not including the Steelers. So out of the Chiefs, Bills, or Titans, or the top 3 seeds in the NFC. Oh, the Saints are one of them. This is tough. All right.
What's the question?
Let me put you this way. Find the highest seed in either conference that you think won't make the playoffs.
Well, the Saints were a 2 seed.
Right. So you got to be higher than that, or you can go over to the other side. So. Oh, my God.
I mean, you're not going to pick the Packers. You're not picking the. No, I'm not picking against Buffalo, Kansas City, or.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Seahawks.
Yeah. Or Tennessee.
Seahawks was a third seed. The thing is, who's winning it in the AFC? You just said the Colts aren't going to make it.
Yeah. No, I think the Titans will. You're basically asking, where is there going to be division changeover?
The highest seed of last year's seedings in the playoffs. Who isn't making the playoffs? Because we named our teams. The Saints were number 2, so that's pretty high. The Steelers were number 3. That's obviously pretty high. You said the Colts, which is a 7 seed. I said the Bears.
We didn't wuss out of this. We picked
high
seeds.
I should have looked into that. But I think Seahawks maybe are the next team for me.
Seattle could definitely miss the playoffs with San Francisco and Los Angeles in that division. The Seahawks, by the way, are... minus 130 to make the playoffs, even money to miss the playoffs.
And you don't want to say the Chiefs or the Bills because that means someone has to get hurt. So
if you say the Chiefs or the Bills, you're just asking to look stupid in 9 months.
you're saying that a bus of half the team went off a bridge.
Right, right.
Like that's
or an unfortunate, you know, medical situation in the middle of a pandemic.
Asteroid hit the hospital, something like that. Or the team hotel or something.
Team got COVID or something like that. But I mean, I would think that like I said, the Saints are out there. Yeah. I mean, I guess in my mind, I sort of think about Tampa Bay as being the second best team from the best team in football last year, but the other NFC team. Like you wouldn't want to bank on any of the four conference finalists missing the playoffs.
All right, we'll do. We're going to do those.
Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Green Bay.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, that was sounded more exciting in my head, less exciting when I said it.
It's hard to pull up, but there'll be division changeover. There always is, but one of those division changeovers is going to be more than likely Tampa over New Orleans.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
And Cleveland over Pittsburgh or Baltimore over Pittsburgh.
There's no circumstance where the Buccaneers don't win the division.
I mean, there is, but right. And my point being is that division changeover is not happening in terms of a team in versus a team out of the playoffs, but rather playoff teams swapping spots for the
right.
All right, that's the show. Those are four teams that Ryan Wilson, I believe, will miss the playoffs next year. Tell us how we're wrong on Twitter at Ryan Wilson CBS or at Will Brinson or at Pick Six Podcast. Wilson, as always, buddy, a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.